Right back in here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Not really a big fan of Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos, but big fan of this audio clip.
Listen, I said it last night. We're trying to finish the game the right way. We're not trying to run up the score on anyone. It's the National Football League. I've been in games with a 28-point lead in the fourth quarter and lost. So we're trying to finish. The Burton throw from Sutton is trying to continue a drive. Play better.
That's it in a nutshell right there. Play better.
I do love that.
I think it's great.
I'm sorry, but here you go.
This is the pros, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't Little League. This isn't, you know, youth league sports. This is the pros. You are paid professionals. In my opinion, in college and in the pros, there's no such thing as running up the score.
Right.
You go out there and play better. You're paid professionals. They're paid professionals. If you're getting your ass kicked, stop it. And I think, you know, the 28-3 in the Super Bowl should be reminders to everybody that a game is never over in baseball and football and basketball and hockey, whatever it is. Games are not over until Yogi says the game ain't over till it's over. And so you continue to play. If you don't like the way the game is going, feel free to play better. Feel free to change the course of that game. Anybody who thinks you're running up the score in college and pros, man, you got life wired wrong, because there is no such thing as running up the score. It's called going out there and winning a football game. And if you don't like the way things are going, take control of your own destiny, man.
Like, there's a way about it. Like, I mean, obviously, I think the Chiefs did it to the Raiders. At one point, they were telling the defensive line that they were going to throw it to Jamal on the outside and do a screen. And, like, you know, that was their way of being like, we're telling you, good luck. Mm-hmm. Like, Detroit, like, they don't stop the pressure.
Nor
like,
should they.
Miami last year hung 72 on Denver.
Right.
You know, Sean Payton didn't go to the media afterwards and be like, well, I really wish they had. I mean, I don't remember at least.
He did not. No.
I don't believe he did. No. But it wasn't like, yeah, would you please, like, not do that?
Right.
Please don't put up 72 points. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we got to stop it. Like, yeah. I get, like, there's, I don't know. To give it like a dart analogy, do you ever play like cricket?
Yeah, sure.
Right, with points. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes guys will just like purposely leave things and
absolutely.
Just go.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm going to try to, my strategy is to close the board as fast as possible. But knowing that there's points that could be a very valuable asset, I'm just going to keep hitting 19 until you try to close it.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of the way the NFL is. Like, well, I'm going to get points because it's part of the game.
Right.
Like,
the minute you let up, the other team will take advantage of you. And the margins are so thin in the NFL and professional sports in general. You give somebody a little bit of an open door, they're going to kick this thing in. And so to sit there and complain about, my God, running up the score and this nonsense, this is the pros.
Soft.
You are. And if you can't take it and you're one of those Carolina players, you should quit and go sell insurance and do something else. But, I mean, it's peak 2024 where we're supposed to care about everybody else's feelings. How about you go out there and do your job? Mm-hmm. You go out there and do your thing and let the record speak for itself. Go out there and play your ass off. If you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. But to sit there at the end of the game and complain that they're running up the score, come on now. That I'd cut whoever it was that said that, move on from them.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know.
God.
Also, like, that should, like, put a fire in your ass, too,
you would
right?
think. We just got our ass beat, right?
Like, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, right? Let's not go out there and get our butt kicked in again.
Do you think the Chiefs would ever do that?
What?
Just keep going?
Have we ever really seen him do
Not
that?
Not with Andy Reid.
No, Andy doesn't do that kind of stuff.
Like,
I mean, every once, like the Chicago game last year, that was a little bit of revenge and whatnot for Matt and whatnot. And so I could see that. But Andy Reid kind of dials it back. I mean, that's what happened. Like, I was talking to some of the guys at the J yesterday about this. And they're like, well, it was a one-score game. I'm like, it really wasn't, though. And I think you and I may have had this conversation. Mm-hmm. That last drive that the Raiders had, that was Andy Reid, basically, and Steve Spagnuolo going to a prevent defense saying, let's just not get anybody injured. Let's just get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. If they score, we got Patrick Mahomes. We're getting the ball back. We're going to be just fine. That was them taking it easy, if you will, I think anyway, on the Raiders, because the Chiefs defense, had they wanted to go out there and truly stop them and play up to their level, they would have. But they knew where they were. They had a 2-touchdown lead with very limited time left. And so it's just let the Raiders go down the field, do their thing, make a couple of tackles, try not to get injured, and let's get on to our next game. So I don't see Andy Reid ever being that guy who truly has stepped on the throat of a competitor. And I think Andy Reid looks around and goes, you know what, we have the opportunity to do that, but what are we gaining by doing that, right? A couple of people on Twitter get excited about it, but at the end of the day, are we really gaining anything by that? Probably not. But if you cross Andy Reid, then he will run up the score on your ass.
Right, yeah. I mean, not that we saw it coming, but we saw it coming. The colossal failure for the Green guys in New York. This is Mike Greenberg, who apparently is a gigantic Jets fan, I would think.
The New York Jets of 2024 are one of the colossal failures in sports history. When we talk about the true failure teams, people always go back to the 2011 Philadelphia Eagles, who called themselves the Dream Team, who, by the way, finished 8-8. This team isn't going to finish anywhere near 8-8. This is a team that went as all in as any team ever has. And I can't say I thought it was the wrong thing to do. As it was happening, I thought it was the right thing to do. So I guess I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. But when you consider the future Hall of Fame quarterback and the trade they make for his longtime best friend and all these young players they have on the roster, and they fire the coach because it's going to make them better and it only makes them worse, and everything else, all the words that have been said, all the words that have been written, all the actions that have been taken, all the hype and all the belief that has existed, and what the actual results have been, the Jets of 2024 are one of the greatest, most colossal and embarrassing failures in sports history. And that sticks to all of them. So when people say, does this stick to Rodgers? Yes. It doesn't mean he's not an all-time great. It doesn't mean he's not a Hall of Famer. But it most certainly goes in the permanent record. It goes in the bio. The New York Jets turned over their entire franchise to him, and it got much, much worse.
Anybody who thought it was going to be a good situation in New York didn't pay any attention to what has gone on in the NFL. When you turn your franchise over to one player like they did, it does not work. When you have a coach who is basically a yes man for the quarterback, it does not work. Is it a colossal failure? Yeah, I think it is on the surface a colossal failure. But if you went in with the expectation that the Jets were going to be good because they have a 40-year-old quarterback that hadn't played in 2 years, that's on you.
Yeah, I mean, is it more so he's washed or more so that franchise is just terrible?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The answer is yes to all those questions. That franchise sucks. He is washed. I mean, the whole thing is a disaster. I mean, who turns their franchise over to a quarterback and just says, okay, you go hire the guys you want?
Denver.
That's Peyton Manning.
I mean...
And Peyton wasn't like this, though.
No, he was
Peyton
cool.
Peyton didn't demand coaches. He didn't demand firings. He didn't demand players.
He didn't like Pioli.
No.
He almost was a chief, I thought, for a minute.
Yeah, they want to tell you that. He flew over Kansas City and waved.
And then they flew over Denver, and he was on the practice field with John. And I was like, son of a... As soon as I saw that, I was like, boy, these would be some tough years. Hadn't been the same since.
And they
Hey, look, they put all their chips in for that.
And they did.
Now they are where they are.
Right.
Now they're having to rebuild, and Bo Nix looks decent.
Right.
He is a sleeper fantasy pickup, by the way, for the rest of the season. Ooh. I saw from a guy I follow, Mac.
Wow,
I was like, Bo Nix.
Most rushing attempts in the NFL by quarterbacks, Bo Nix.
Maybe I pick him up.
Maybe.
Which is not something I saw at Oregon. I don't know about you, Bob, but he runs around a lot. He's quicker than I thought. I will give him credit for that.
He's moving. Yeah, I like it.
So we can all agree the Jets are done. It's over, right?
Like, well, yes. Yeah.
You said, I think, what was it, Dana said, like seven losses?
Seven losses. They were 2-6.
Yeah. We'll revamp that Dana and Hughes stuff a little bit later on. And he had said some very interesting stuff on our show this morning. But if you missed it, podcast, Dana and Mac just tweeted out on our 96.5 The Fan page on X. Who else is done in the NFL so far? Because we're at that point, right? Like we're
at the halfway point of the season
technically,
right?
Week
is this week nine?
Yep,
is this week nine? Okay, yep. So we're at week nine. 9-9 is 18. That's more than the halfway point of the season. Who else is done?
Dolphins.
Dolphins, I think, are done. I think they're cooked.
We've known the Panthers are done.
Panthers, the Patriots, the Browns. You know, the usual sus. I think the Bengals are done.
They can afford two more. According to their quarterback.
Yeah, according to their quarterback, right?
Which I agree. I think they have to, I mean, you essentially have, which Nick Wright had the same opinion you had today, is that they're done because, like, you're telling me that a team that's gone, 4-5?
They're 3-5.
3-5. His take was, they're done because a team that's gone 3-5, you're telling me they can go 7-1.
No.
And it's like, that doesn't really add up.
Got to win two more to get to even.
Right.
And then it's 5-5. And then you got to continue to fight. I mean, it's they're done.
So we go by the AFC.
I don't think the Bengals are done, by the way.
I don't either. Yeah. Not yet. I'm not. No. I mean, it's slim. No. It's like when you look at your fantasy matchup and it's like 80-20 to win, to lose. They have a 20% chance left. It's just they're not officially done.
Right. I see what you're saying. Like officially out, no. But officially out, yeah.
Right. They're not done, but they got to play damn near perfect football, and they've not shown anywhere near back-to-back weeks of perfect football, which it's tough for them, but that's the Bengals every year. And where do they end up most of the time? In the damn playoffs. AFC East is just done in general.
Done in general.
Must be nice.
It's Buffalo and everybody else.
Buffalo has a four-game lead. Dolphins are 2-5. Patriots 2-5. Jets are 2-6.
That whole division is done.
AFC North, Cleveland done. You think Cincinnati's done. Yeah. We both disagree, but that's okay. That's what makes this show great. AFC South, is everybody done but Houston?
Indianapolis, your quarterback quit.
4-4 in Indianapolis.
I mean, I don't care what their record
Even
is.
Even McAfee was mad about this yesterday.
He should be.
He was like, I've never heard of this before.
I mean,
crazy.
I mean, this is nuts.
Man, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that
Very
I did.
Deep
and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play, so I just this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
His lineman should absolutely corner him and be like, brother, let me tell you something. We play every brother. Yeah. I play every play like Hulk Hogan. But like you talk to Quentin Nelson, you know, that guy's pulling, that guy's smacking 350-pound defensive ends and linemen every single play.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit there and tell him you're tired? Brother.
Who's AFC West? Everybody's still alive but the Raiders?
But the Raiders, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Broncos, Chargers.
I think the Broncos and Chargers may make the playoffs.
Slide over to the NFC. Washington, Philadelphia, the top of the NFC East. Dallas, 3-4, they're done. Giants, 2-6,
done.
They're done.
Dallas is done?
I think Dallas
is
done.
Oh, God, yes.
They're too big of a...
Jerry's out here calling out radio hosts now.
Yeah, and they're getting mad about stuff like D's nuts was said by Tavon Diggs to a reporter. Like,
which
you're worried
is
about
funny,
everything.
But, I mean...
Like, if CeeDee Lamb has 12 for 145 and two touchdowns and you can't win, I don't know what you're going to do. They have no running game. They can't stop the run. They can't take time off the clock. They can't stop the clock. So that's like a terrible double blade there for the Cowboys.
Like it is melting down faster than Jerry's face in Dallas
it
right now.
It smells in Dallas like it smelled last week here in Kansas City.
It's bad. Like you're right. You got the D's nuts thing yesterday, yelling at a reporter, yelling at like when you start taking it out on the media, you've tried everything else.
Remember
which Aaron Rodgers.
Remember when the Chargers were done because Staley started calling out, I'm calling the defense.
Right.
Like, oh okay, boy, okay.
Yeah, we're done. Tough month for the Cowboys, Falcons, Eagles, Texans, Commanders.
Yeah.
Kirk's about to carve them up, dude.
They are done.
NFC North, everybody's alive.
Yep.
Yeah. Lions, Packers, Vikings, Bears, we can agree.
Yeah.
Best division football outside the
Absolutely.
AFC West. NFC South, Bucks done? Monday night, kill the Bucks?
I think Tampa's done. I think that is an Atlanta division and everybody else.
They lose Monday night, they're 4-6. Atlanta's already beat the 4-5, I'm sorry. They lose to the Chiefs on Monday night, 4-5. Atlanta's already beat them twice.
Yeah.
That division's over for Atlanta.
Yep.
Carolina 1-7.
Carolina better nut it up.
They're battling Tennessee for
they're running up the score.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
And then the NFC West, I think everybody's alive. Just because
everybody is alive in that division.
Because
no
of that
question.
Division.
Yeah.
4-4, 4-4, 4-4, 3-4.
Yeah. Everybody's alive. Rams are going to win that division, maybe, right?
I think they will. Yeah. I trust their.
I have them winning it.
What do we always do with
quarterback coach?
Thank you.
Quarterback coach combination. Who's the best in the West?
Who's the best in the league, Mac? Go ahead.
Well, no. What were you going to say? What were you going to say? Who's the best in the league? Are you going to go playoff teams? Well, really quick before we get there, I was just going to say, would you guys still say yesterday, like, you'd still say Broncos are better than the Rams, though?
Well, no. Record-wise, they're sitting at 5-3, and the Rams are 3-4.
No, that's not what I asked.
No, I said the Rams are better than the
Broncos. I think the Rams are better than the Broncos because they got their guys back now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But neither one is keeping each other out of the playoffs.
Who's your midseason awards in the NFL?
DPOY, I'm going to go Chris Jones.
Okay.
TJ Watt had another great night.
I know, TJ Watt, but I'm giving it to Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones.
I'm watching Chris Jones right now play the best football of his career. Mm-hmm. I am impressed with Chris Jones more than I'm impressed with anybody else on this roster right now.
He's playing with a little extra oomph.
He is. He got paid, and it would be very easy just to kind of hang out for the last couple of years and collect the check. Chris Jones is playing some awesome freaking football right now.
And it's going to see less double teams. Josh Uche, Charles Omenihu coming back is most underrated unit in football. MVP, Josh Allen. Coach of the Year, Andy Reid, please, for the love of God, it's been over 20 years. Yeah. Give this guy Coach of the Year. Bob's been on it since before the season.
Dan Quinn, man.
And Rookie of the Year, Jane Daniels, Rookie of the Year. He's it.
See, I'm going with Jones, defensive player. MVP is Patrick Mahomes. They run the table. He's the quarterback. He's the MVP of this league. Mm. For me, the coach of the year is Andy Reid. I'm done with everybody else in these, you know, pot of golds at the end of the rainbow for a year, and they get these coach of the year awards, and Andy Reid is standing there going, I just win Super Bowls. And then for my rookie of the year, it's Bo Nix. I don't know if I went over the stats, how he's leading all rookie quarterbacks of the month of October in every statistical category. Mm. Bo Nix is your rookie of the year. You've got Denver at 5-3 right now.
I mean, there'll definitely be some sort of like discussion, but I'm wondering if he can sustain it like throughout the entire year. My defensive player of the year is Will Anderson. He is
Slipper.
He's third in the league in sacks. He's tied with Aiden Hutchinson, so obviously he's got 7.5. He's only 1.5 behind the leader in sacks, which is a guy from the New York Giants, Dexter Lawrence. So I like Will Anderson in Houston, obviously a first-round pick. Houston nailed it, C.J. Stroud. Then they got Will Anderson, and they're like, all right, our franchise is set for the next four years. My MVP is Jared Goff. My coach of the year is Yep, that's right, Jared Goff.
You're a golfer.
Well, he's just leading them into the, right now, midseason. I mean, they have the number one offense. They're the number one team in the NFC, and he's doing it, and he's doing it with decent numbers. Mahomes' numbers is the only tiebreaker that doesn't give it to Mahomes. If this is the end of the year awards and the Chiefs are still undefeated, I'm on your train with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Because
if they lose a game, then it's not Mahomes.
Well, if they go undefeated, then it should be every award should go to the Chiefs. Defensive Player of the Year should be Chris Jones.
Yeah.
MVP should be Patrick Mahomes. Rookie of the Year should be Xavier Worthy. Head coach should be Andy Reid.
Right.
They went undefeated. They won everything, and they're going to go win another Super Bowl if that was the case.
And Executive of the Year should be Brett Veach. Has he even gotten Executive of the Year? Do they even have that in the NFL? I know they do in baseball. JJ should win that. Like, let's make it a family affair.
Like they
here,
do
right?
have that.
Do they? I don't know. They're going to give it to Bill Polian this year?
Mm. Right now, the MVP award number one contender is Josh Allen, followed by Lamar Jackson, followed by Patrick Mahomes, followed by Jared Goff. Allen and Jackson plus 300, Patrick Mahomes plus 600, Jared Goff plus 800.
Those are some good odds on Patrick Mahomes right now.
Plus 600.
I like that.
Plus 600.
He has never won it.
Ooh, Patrick Mahomes?
Brett Veach, the Executive of the Year.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes hasn't won that either. Is Aaron Rodgers up for that?
Nah, you can't when you suck. Then my Rookie of the Year is Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
It's over.
Yeah.
It is. It is what it is. Like, Bo Nix is 4-3. That's cool.
5-3.
Or 5-3. That's nice. Daniels is 6-2, and they're in first place in the East. And no one saw that coming. He was a rookie, Heisman Trophy winner. It was either him or Williams or Harrison before the year started. No way Bo Nix gets it. I mean, it'd be a good story.
Well, that's half a season to go, though. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Bo Nix looks great, though, right now. That's for sure.
He's our toughest competitor in this division right now.
No.
Name another quarterback in the AFC West.
Justin
Stop.
Herbert.
Who?
Justin Herbert.
The top eight quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Bo Nix is
Let's
on the
keep moving the bar for Justin Herbert. He's
true.
A top 32nd quarterback in this league.
That's right.
Only Daniel Jones is worse.
Okay.
Daniel Jones is 33rd.
Daniel Jones is like 50th.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so I mean, do you think, do we all think Denver misses the playoffs, or you think they make it?
I got Denver making the playoffs right now. You start to look at the standings, guys, there's the haves in every conference, and then there are the have-nots. Like, I don't see any of the have-nots edging their way up into the haves right now in the AFC.
More belief that Denver makes the playoffs or the Cowboys make the playoffs?
Denver.
Okay.
But I have both of them making it.
So you do have, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers.
Well, because I factor in who do the networks want to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got Detroit, Philly, Atlanta, Rams, Vikings, Packers, Cowboys in the NFC. Okay.
Detroit, Philly, Atlanta, and the Rams winning the division.
Love that, yep.
And then Vikings, Packers, Cowboys as wild card teams.
And then your wild card teams, the AFC, are Ravens, Broncos, Chargers.
Yes. Ravens, okay. Broncos, and Chargers right now. Yeah,
I think we all have the same AFC winners in their division.
KC, maybe? Houston, Buffalo. I have Pittsburgh winning the division.
That's right. Yep. I have
two up on Baltimore right now?
I have
just
KC.
A game.
Just a game. I have KC, Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Essentially the same. And then the NFC, I have Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, Rams. Atlanta's already won theirs.
Washington,
Detroit's already won
LA
theirs.
Yeah, okay.
Washington is leading theirs. Rams will come back and win theirs.
Yeah, I have all the same for as you, Dusty, in the NFC. Besides, I've got, I got the Cardinals right now and your boy Kyler Murray. We'll see, though. I do like the Rams a lot.
Love that.